Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Donnie Football with you. On this Labor Day, Sean Myers with me behind the glass. Pirates in Chicago tonight to take on the Cubs. Dan Zangrilli will have the North Shore Tavern leadoff show next hour. We'll have a Bucko Minute with Noah Hiles coming up in just over 10 minutes. But right now, more predictions. Sean, our MVP, Offensive and Defensive Player of the Year, our Rookies of the Year, our Coach of the Year, our Comeback Player of the Year. Where do you want to start? I'll let you choose.
Let's start at the top, MVP.
My MVP pick, because I think this team will have a huge season. I put money on it right after the Super Bowl this past year. I bet on CJ Stroud to win MVP. I don't see that sophomore slump coming. He is my MVP pick.
I'm also going a quarterback in the AFC, but I'm going Josh Allen. He's lost a lot around him, and I think it's going to be even more on him. But if they have success offensively, he'll get almost all the credit. So I think he will have a big year, certainly with his arms and especially his legs. He's my MVP pick.
And he finally gets over the hump of the MVP.
I think so. And sometimes, you know, like if Mahomes has a great year, he might not win it because people have already, you know, he's gotten right. All the accolades. So sometimes you try to find someone a little different.
Offensive player of the year, I think the Steelers will actually see this guy on Sunday. Bijan Robinson is my offensive player of the year. I think he may lead the NFL in rushing. I think he could become one of the most dynamic running backs in the game.
My first thought was Dak Prescott, but I realized looking back, quarterbacks almost never win this award anymore. It's usually a receiver or a running back. So I'll go the next closest thing. I'll go with compact disc Lamb, his teammate, CeeDee Lamb. Offensive player of the year. I think he will have a monster year once again, especially with that new monster contract.
Defensive player of the year. Sean, I'll let you go first on this one.
Same team. Penn State alum Micah Parsons.
Oh, that would be his first, correct? He won rookie of the year.
Yes.
Unanimously. They didn't even have like other finalists. That's how easily he won it. So a first time. Man, he's a guy who needs paid too.
Yeah, there's not enough money to go around in Dallas, I could tell you that much.
Jerry Jones, he sat on this forever. He could have taken care of like one guy per year. He sat on this forever. And CD, he picked him. I don't know if they get something done with the other ones.
I think they will with Parsons, but I mean, could you really let Dak go? I guess if they don't make a postseason run, he could be the scapegoat. Then the Steelers swoop in and give him $65 million, and he's starting in Pittsburgh next year.
They'll miss the playoffs. They will fire McCarthy. Then Deion Sanders will say that he will only coach for the Cowboys, and Shadur will only play for the Cowboys. There's your next coach quarterback combo in Dallas. My defensive player of the year is Aiden Hutchinson of the Detroit Lions. He's somebody who I doubted going into his career. I thought, okay, he's being really overhyped because he's had some really good games against Ohio State, which was always Michigan's biggest game, and he helped them win a couple of those games. But he has really proven at the NFL level that dude is a legit player. So that is my defensive player of the year. Sean, I'll let you bat lead off on this one too. Offensive rookie of the year.
So I think that some of these quarterbacks will have good years, but I don't know if we're going to get another C.J. Stroud. So I start thinking receiver. Who's the receiver that's probably the best player on his entire offense? And that's Malik Nabers with the Giants. Harrison's really good, but I think we could see a season from Kyler Murray where he does a lot, and so Harrison doesn't get all the credit. I think Nabers, if he does anything positive, people will take that as a big accomplishment on just a lousy offense. So they're going to throw him the ball a lot. They don't have anyone else. So I think Malik Nabers is your offensive rookie of the year.
I think that's a good pick because that is true. He's really the only interesting thing of that whole offense. The receivers are not a strong group. The quarterback is obviously big into question. Running back, they don't have a star anymore. They let Barkley walk. Yeah, I think that's a good selection there, Malik Nabers. Mine's kind of boring. Caleb Williams is my pick. I do think he will show as a rookie that he's pretty legit. Now, does he keep carrying that as the career goes on? I don't know. But I've said earlier, the Bears are a playoff team to me. They weren't that bad last season. They just had the first overall pick thanks to the Carolina Panthers being terrible. I think Williams wins that award, gets them into the postseason. Defensive rookie of the year, I'm going to go with Jared Verse in L.A., the Rams linebacker. I don't think he – I mean, obviously, he doesn't play the same position as this guy, but the Rams defense losing Aaron Donald, they lost a guy that can really be a force. I think Verse can be somebody off the edge that they haven't had in a while, so I'll take him as my defensive rookie.
I think it's a really underwhelming rookie class defensively at this point. The draft kind of indicated that.
You had to wait until like the 15th pick for one to go.
I don't even know if I'm butchering this name. Is it Latu? He's the pick. I think he was the first defensive guy taken. He can get after it a little bit. I don't even know if he's going to have a great year, but I think he might have the best of all the defensive rookies.
All right, Sean, coach of the year.
This is always tough because it's, you know, doesn't have anything to do with the team being good necessarily, just has to do with improvement. And so for that reason, I'm going with a team that gets into the playoffs that missed it last year and a first-year head coach that the Steelers will see week one, Raheem Morris.
We got the same guy. We both picked Raheem Morris. A, like you said, new coach to the city. I think this team will win its division, not only make the playoffs. I think Atlanta wins the NFC South. Now, the division is very bad, but I think they kind of take care of it. So Morris is my pick there.
Yeah, I mean, 10 wins is probably enough for him to win that, I would say.
Yeah.
10 wins, they win their division. That might get the job done.
For sure. I mean, because I think the two of the teams will win like less than 6 games, and I think the other one will win right around 8 games. Comeback player of the year. A couple of different quarterback options here. I'm going to go with Joe Burrow. Burrow missing the last half of the season, and I think he is just very, very good. Like, he will probably get MVP votes, but I think they give him almost as I can't think of the word I'm even looking for here, but almost as just a courtesy prize, they give him the Comeback Player of the Year award for not winning the MVP, but still having a great
consolation
season. There we go. That's what I was looking for. Consolation prize for Joe Burrow, Comeback Player of the Year.
I hate this award. It doesn't – no one knows what it's actually based on.
Plus, last year I was in legitimate disbelief. Did I think the Joe Flacco story was great? Yeah. But I did not think there was a prayer that anybody besides DeMar Hamlin would win that award. Not a prayer. I thought the moment he strapped up and took the field, he had that award on lockdown.
Yeah,
and he didn't win.
You have to kind of not just, you know, you have to almost decipher what storyline will be a good one for them to follow and vote for. I'm looking at the odds. The confusing thing is it's all guys coming back from injuries. And then kind of in the middle of it, Sam Darnold, who wasn't injured, but just barely
played last year. That's the other thing I don't like about it. I don't like when it's a guy who just like hasn't played.
Yeah, I mean, he was healthy. He saw some mop-up duty. So like when you include guys that really didn't do that much but were healthy last year, it changes the conversation. Anyway, I'm going Aaron Rodgers. It's an easy, safe pick.
I think that's a good one, too. I mean, plus the New York market, that's going to make that a pretty popular one. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A Bucko Minute with Noah Hiles is on the way next. It's Donnie Football on 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!